We are learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, and we are beginning the beginning of the fourth line of on Amud Beis. Ki also Rav Dimi, Amar. Rav Dimi came in and said, we're going to discuss now the machloikis about the belt of the Kohen Hedyot all year round. That means on all year round, the Kohen Gadol wore 8 begadim, and that was clear that his belt was made out of kalayim, was a mix of wool and linen, and that was the belt of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Hedyot wore only 4 begadim. He wore pants, he wore like a long shirt called a kasonis, he wore a hat, he wore a belt. Now the belt, all 3 begadim were all made out of linen. What about the belt? Was it made out of linen or made out of a mix of wool and linen like kalayim? Did he wear the same belt as the Kohen Gadol or not? Because basically, look at the Kohen Gadol, the first 4 begadim he's wearing is really a Kohen Hedyot's baged, and then he added on 4, or the avnit already was different. Was the belt different already? That's the question. What? I know, but Steph's McBoy, is one of that's different? Yeah. It's a good question. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about it in a second, because there's Tosfos here on the page that talks about it. Zok Gemara. You also have Dimi Omar, Abnei Shakoyin Hedyot, Rebbe Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. So, Machloikis, Rebbe Rav Shimon, what's the type of belt that's a Kohen Hedyot wear? Chad Omar Shal Kalayim, one says it's made out of Kalayim, Chad Omar Shal Putz, one says it's made out of linen. So, we don't know who's who, because it says Chad Chad. Who says what? Let's bring a proof from the following brisa that Rebbe is the one who holds that a Kohen Hedyot wears a Kalayim belt, like a Kohen Gadol's belt, all year round. The Tanya, look at the brisa. The only difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot is Avnet. Different Rebbe. The only difference between a Kohen Gadol is only the belt. Different Rebbe. Rav Lezer of Shimon, even the Avnet is the same. So Amos, what are we talking about when we say no difference between Gadol and Kohen Hedyot? In Amos Shari Moshe Shana, if you say all year round, Tuvika, the only difference is the Avnet, Kohen Gadol B'Shana Shishmoyana B'Gadol, he has 8 B'Gadol, B'Hedyot B'Arba, and Hedyot has 4 B'Gadol. Allah, B'Yom Kippurim. It says, on Yom Kippur, a Kohen Gadol put next to the Kohen Hedyot look exactly the same. What's the difference? The difference is the belt. The difference is the belt. So it means, what does Rebbe hold? Rebbe holds is that the belt is Kalayim all year round. Of the Hedyot. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol who wear for sure boots, they're not the same. So you see, he holds like that. Amri, no. Loyla. Oylam b'shari ma'is hashana. Maybe this Ein Bein is all year round. If it's Ein Bein, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, like Avnet, all year round. Ah, he told me he has 4 of the begotten, the Mil, the Tzitz, the Choshen, the Eifoid, all these things are different. So Teretz is behanach l'shavin. Meant in the things that are the same, the only difference is the avnet. So if he's that Rebbe called opposite, Rebbe holds that Kohen Hedyot wears a butz, and the Kohen Gadol is kalai. So here Tosfos asks that, what do you mean? Is there no difference in Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot? That the Zok Tosfos, the Rebbe Tosfos inside top Tosfos, the Pirush Rava, the Pirush Holy Gav Kohen Gadol k'siv mitznefes, but Kohen Gadol is mitznefes, but Kohen Hedyot k'siv mikbayis. V'yisur shel Kohen Gadol ha'isik tzara. So this is the big shot in the picture. It's going to Tosfos, what the difference is that the Kohen Gadol is shorter. So Yitzarach Niach Tefillin V'Tzitz. It's like, it doesn't cover your whole head. It has to have room to put Tefillin in Tzitz. Our Kohen Hedyot is a Rechava, it was wider. Shleim Niach Tzitz. Ein Lahak Shoyz. Imkin Leim with Ha'ikim V'Nayo. There's Leim Akim in the Idi V'Idi Mimin Echad. It's one min, it's the same material. So one's bigger, one's smaller. That's not different. So here's Tosfos speaking at Klar. That really what Stephens wears are the same thing. It's made a different size or a different shape, only to fit the tzitz on. It's just a practical difference, not really a difference in the kelim, in the begadim. Agaponim, back to our Gemara, we have Machlokes here, Rebbe and Elazar of Shimon. If the Kohen Hedyot's belt all year round was kalayim, was a mix of wool linen, or was only linen, and we're not sure which one Rebbe holds, which one Elazar of Shimon holds, because we answered up the brayos a different way. Ki also Ravin's going to come and tell you exactly what Rebbe holds. Kiyasa Rav and Omar, he gives you the klal also, he makes it very clear for you. Kiyasa Rav and Omar, Avnet the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, the belt on the Kohen Gadol with his 4 begadim, the 4 clothing that he wears on Yom Kippur, that never a kol shel butz. Everyone agrees that's made out of linen. V'shari Moshe Shana, all year round, the Kohen Gadol never a kol shel kalayim, his belt is made out of kalayim. What's the machlaikis? The whole machlokes is the avnet of a Kohen Gadol, of a Kohen Hedyot, all year round. That's the machlokes. So Rebbe says, Shalkalayim. Here's the first. He says, Rebbe Yomer, it's Kalayim. Rebbe Lezer Roshimon Yomer, Shabbat. Rebbe Lezer Yomer says, Rebbe says, it's made out of butz. That's the machlokes. Now, Tosfos Shalom asks, that what's the negeya, what the Kohen Hedyot wore on Yom Kippur. It says Avnet Shkohen the baby of Kippurim, baby Shari Moshe Shana is made out of Shiloh's butz or Kalayim. It's Machloikis, Rebbe and Rav Shimon. What's the difference? He doesn't do Avodah. What's he getting dressed up for? That's from time when Kohen had the Shana, first Shana on the page. Time when Kohen had the Lomelo Avnet Biyam Kippurim. What is the Avnet? So Yesh Loim I says Shark Loim Snake Zira Eitzim. Inam he needs to put it on the wood on the mizbeach. Inam al hafik b'tzinura. And Rivaz says Chumas Hadasha. He says the Chumas Hadasha, and that's a big yisoy because it comes out later on in the parak, end of the parak. Think about Chloikis. If a Chumas Hadasha is done, did the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen had it? And this is a Tais of Shanim here. Remember this when you learned Daf Chavalev that there is a Tais of Shanim Shita holds that the Kohen had it. Did the Chumas Hadesh, and that's why it needs the Avodah. But it's a big shot what the Avodah is. We have few Shabbat Hashanah, like Zira Eitzim, Lahafi Patsinura, or the Chumas Hadesh. So, the Mara Avodah. Omrav Nachman by Yitzchok. Afa na namitanina. I'll bring you a raya that Rebbe says Kalayim. We'll see in a certain exchange in this Brysa that Rebbe holds is made out of Kalayim. Because the Brysa goes like this. It says in the Pasuk, Al Basari. What's this pasuk? The pasuk is talking about the beginning of the parasha of Chumas Hadeshen. It says, "Lovash haKoyin midei bad." The Koyin puts on a ksoinis, umichnesei bad. He puts on pants. Yilbash al besaroy. Behem es Hadeshen derech leish ala oila. Now the question is, why is it yilbash? It's lovash haKoyin midei bad. Umichnesei bad al besaroy. Why yilbash? We just said lovash. What's the extra word? Little yilbash. Avraham Tanina al besaroy. Ma tamal yilbash. Why is the extra word yilbash? Lahavi mitznefes v'avre l'romas Hadeshen. Don't think. The pasuk only says Chumas Hadeshen. You put on your pants and your shirt. What about the hat and the belt, the garatul? By the way, it calls it a mitznefes if a kohen had it. Notice, mitznefes v'avre. How do you know that you put on the hat and the belt? So he says he learned that from Yilbash. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Doisa a whole different drasha. Lahavi big the kohen gadol b'yom kippurim shen k'sherim l'kohen hadid. Teach us that the godm of kohen gadol are kosher for kohen hadid all year round. Now, how do you see that? How did that come into Chumash Hadeshen? So Rashi later on the Chav Gimel Abayis tells you because the pasuk says by Yom Kippur also beginning of this week's parasha Achrei Mois, so in his bad kodesh yilbash. It says yilbash. It says yilbash. And it says here yilbash. Yilbash, yilbash is gzeira shava. Teaching us that a kohen gadol hot shaykh is to this. Teach us kohen gadol will learn out from a kohen hadid. It's gzeira shava. Rav Deisem lahavi big the kohen gadol v'kapurim shem k'sherim kohen hadid. That's Rav Deisem's drasha. So Rebbe says, Rav Deisem, I don't like your drasha. You're telling me now that the kohen gadol's begadim can be used all year round for kohen hadid. Rebbe, I'm staying true with Bedava. Chada davneta shekohen gadol v'kapurim lo yuzei avneta shekohen hadid. It's not the same avneta. It's not the same outfit. The outfit the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur is not the same begadim that the hadid wears because the avneta is different. Because according to Rebbe, remember the avneta all year round is kalayim. Another raya the Rebbe holds that he's the one who holds that avneta is kalayim all year round. Va'oyid another psha, another taina, begodim shenishdam shesavahem kedusha chamura, begodim that used for the heilig of Yom Kippur, to shamsh the kedusha kala, used it for all year round, and therefore he argues on Rav Doisa. So what is a drasha yilbash? Elamat tamal yilbash, la rabbis es ashchakim. It says yilbash, la rabbis, they allow to use shchakim. You're allowed to use clothing that are rubbed out for avoid. That's the Yilbash teaches us a ribui that you're allowed to use shchakim, even though it's a little bit rubbed out and a little bit worn, you're still allowed to use that for the avoidah. That's Rebbe's pshat. You have to know why Rebbe didn't just stick the first pshat. Just said, well, my pshat is the rabbis lavi mistefes avnet. It should have just said to Marva the mistefes avnet. You have to know why it didn't say that lashon. Okay. Zok the Gemara right there. So it happens. Some say, I think Blessed Moshe Horowitz says, that's they quoted from him, but I didn't find Blessed Moshe Horowitz inside, that the Teretz is, why didn't he say the first pshat? Is because since Rebbe Shita is that the Avnet is Kalayim, so Yilbash can be Marba, it's not as the Avnet. This is a different type than the Michlisei Bad and the Kesonis that you wore. It said in the Pasuk, but in Marba, Mitzvah is the Avnet, the Avnet is a different type of material, so therefore we want to say, he didn't like that pshat so much. Therefore he said, new pshat, the Rabbi says, Shchakim. Akapon, we have Machlekes, Rebbe and Rav Doisa, what you do with the clothing in Kippur. Rebbe says there's no way you can use that for Kohen Hadid. You know why? Because the Avnet is different, and because it's not Choshev to use something used for such a holy thing for a lower level. And Mashenka, Rav Doisa holds, you could use it. But Ozda Rav Doisa Lotameh. Rav Doisa goes Lotameh in a different price. The time looked at a price, huh? Banicham Sham. It says in the pasuk that when you finish the avayda, va'arina kainu. This parashas achim ois. Va'arina oil ma'ida. The pasuk is big day abad. The shulavash avayal akarish. Banicham Sham. What does it mean? Banicham Sham. Rav Doisa says. We'll see what Rav Doisa says. First time Tanakam says v'lamish tuna geniza. You have to be goyniz it. You got to put it away. You have to bury it. You're not using it again. Rav Doisa says yishdamish yom kippur acher. Which means is you can't use a different yom kippur, but a kain gadol could use it. So it's Rav Doisa L'tameh holds that you use the coin heads it begodim, the coin gadol's begodim for a coin headed all year round. Use the coin gadol's begodim for a coin headed all year round. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Tana Rabbanan. If you ever wondered, let's say a coin gadol becomes tameh, and a different coin gadol takes over, what happens when the guy becomes tar? When the coin gadol becomes tar, he goes to the mikveh that night, he's tar for tomorrow. What happens to the coin gadol who was a coin gadol for one day? What happens to him? So it's a big machlokes over here. Tana Rabbanan. Irubai psul, a psul happened to the kohen gadol. Minu akatachtav, they were mana a different kohen gadol instead of him. What's the halacha? When the rishon becomes tahar, rishon choizel v'das, he gets back his post, and sheni, but the sheni, he doesn't go back to being a regular citizen anymore. Kol mitzvahs kahuna gadol alav, dirame. He has all the mitzvahs kahuna. Rashi says has all the halachas. He's not matam lekroivim. He can't do all the hilchos avelas. He can't marry almana. And when he does avoid, he has to wear shemayin begadim. Once a kohen gadol, always a kohen gadol. That's what Rameyah says. He's like another kohen gadol. Rabbi Yisi Aimer, no, rishon chayzal v'dasim. The rishon goes back to avoda. Sheni, he's in limbo now. He's like a aguna. Sheni ain't the royal loy kohen gadol. Loy kohen headed. He can't be a kohen gadol because he had a kohen gadol. He can't be kohen headed because he already was a kohen gadol. He can't be kohen headed. The Gemara was going to explain in a second momentarily. On Rav Yosi, Ma'isa Yosef ben Elam b'tzipayri. The story of Yosef ben Elam as far as Ira by Psul, the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol became apostle. Umidu tachtav. He became the kohen gadol of our day. And when he lost his post, whatever. When the kohen gadol got better, v'al mechamim rishon chayzav adasai. Sheni ain't a royal loy kohen gadol kohen headed. The sheni can't be a kohen gadol kohen headed. Why not? The Gemara explains. Kohen gadol mashum eva. You don't want him to be kohen gadol because it's going to make a fight, infighting, because you have a kohen gadol. Yeah, kohen gadol mashum eva. Kohen hedit mashum mailam mekayish lamaridim. Kohen hedit it can't be because mailam mekayish lamaridim. So let's analyze this. Why can't it be kohen gadol? Because of eva. That sounds like really he's the kohen gadol. He's the kohen gadol number two. But as eva, we don't let him do it. So it says kohen hedit, why not? Because mailam mekayish lamaridim. I'll tell you why it can't be kohen headed. It can't do malacha. It can't do avodah before begadim because he's a kohen gadol. So what's the Gemara? Ma'al mekayish lamaridim, Azay Frek Tosfos, and all the other Rishonim. Posh the question: if the only reason he's not a kohen gadol is because of Eva, so he's really a kohen gadol with the Raisa. But the Rabbanu said Eva. So you know why he can't do kohen headed? Because ma'al mekayish lamaridim, because he's a kohen gadol. That's Tosfos says. Tosfos answers. Said be'etzem a kohen gadol could be removed by the Melech or Echov HaKahanim. That's what it says in Tosfos, the Rosh Hashanah Bezdin. They can really remove him from his post. So why don't they remove him from his post and make him into a Kohen Hedit? You know why they don't do that? Because Milam Kohen Shalom Aridim. So he really, right now he's a Kohen Gadol only because Eva can't do it. But we have an Eitzah, we can make him into a Kohen Hedit. But that's Milam Kohen Shalom Aridim, we don't make him into a Kohen Hedit. We can't do that. That's how Tosfos learns, and that's how Tosfos Rosh learns. It'd be a limbo, yeah. It'd be a limbo, but we don't want. No, Milam Kohen Aridim is not like a personal thing. It's a factual thing. It's a halacha thing. You can't do that. No, why he himself? No, okay, that's his thing. Okay, I hear the kind of title. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yechonon Halacha Rabbi Yosi. We pass the Rabbi Yosi that is in limbo. We pass the Rabbi Yosi. Umoydi Rabbi Yosi Yishim Avad VaOver LeVedasa. If he does that avoda, it's kshera. It's pashut. If people were explaining, it's pashut because only out the Rabban the Gid of Eva. So of course, if he does it, it works. But like Rashi speaks out, the Rashi's are printed on Amar Beis that if he does the avoda of kohen hedit, then it'll be pasul taka. It says, if all the avodah is kosher, what does that mean? If he did avodah with shmoneh begadim, it's kosher. If he did it with four begadim, it's taka pasul. Yeah, because it's an eva only, and it's really kohen gadol. Another fact, I'm going to read on a rav, halach rav yasi, that he's in limbo, moed rav yasi, shem meis rishon, if the first one dies, he shchayz lavadasa, he's the one in second in command now. So I'm going to pshita, of course. Maybe it will bother the kohen gadol because he has a guy in waiting. He's the next kohen gadol. Maybe tzar mechayim. Kamash lo, no, it's not a problem. Now, Tosi has a kasha. We said twice here, halacha rabbi yasi. Like, it's hilchas lemashicha. What's the difference halacha rabbi yasi? We don't have room in this in these days. And but Tosi was a big aside. He says, nafkamina is, a filo was manazel, a parnes, ha mamuna la tzibur. Va'ovar machmas oines, If you have a head of an organization and he had to go on sick leave and he comes back, and the other one comes back, he gets his job back, but the other one does not lose his covered. That's what it says. Halacha l'maaseh is gemara. It's halacha l'maaseh. That's what it says. The gay for parnas hatzibur to have these halachas.